you have your Bible, turn with us 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 17. The Bible says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness, of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought: the power of the cross. The power of the cross. Now, I got the thing on this, in Paul's main objective here. Now, he tells us in 1 Corinthians that we have hope in the Lord. And he said, and the reason that we have hope in the Lord is because the preaching of the cross. It's because the cross of Calvary. So you might say his main objective in preaching here is preaching the power of the cross. He's preaching on the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is the meaning of the cross? It's that atoning death that Jesus Christ had, praise God, that made a difference for you and me. It's the atonement of the death of Christ on that cross, the atonement of Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, that made a difference for us. Without that, he would just have been another man that died. But praise God, he was the Lord Jesus Christ, and he died upon the cross, praise God, so that through him, he that had no sin became sin for us so that we might be made free. I'm glad tonight that we have that blessed hope in him. So we have the cross and we have the atonement, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. But what is the meaning of the preaching of the cross? Amen. The preaching, or what does it mean to preach the cross? It means to preach lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was lifted up on the cross. Praise God. So we lift it up, we're magnified, lift up the death of our Savior. Now, I know a lot of people fall out with, like I said, well, you know, that's just kind of, a fellow told me here a while back, he said, preaching the death of Christ is just a morbid thing. He said, I don't understand why you do that, why you people believe what you believe and you preach a dead Savior. He said, it's just a morbid thing. I said, yeah, but he's not a dead Savior, he's a living Savior. Our Savior died on the cross of Calvary, but praise God, he got up. And what we do is we lift up, we're lifting up Christ's death. We're magnifying his death, praise God, because he didn't stay dead. Amen. He got up victorious over over death and the grave. We magnify Christ's death because it was that divine remedy for man's sin. If it hadn't been for Christ's death on the cross of Calvary, there'd be no remedy for sin. The whole society would be still in our sins. But I'm glad, praise God, because the death of Christ and the cross of Calvary, praise God, we've been made free. He took our sin upon himself, praise God, when he hung on a tree. When he said it's finished, praise God, it was that redemption of humanity, praise the Lord, that he took upon himself that he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. Without the cross, there is no redemption. Without the shedding of blood, praise God, there is no redemption. But I want to say it takes all of it, praise the Lord, to satisfy the God of heaven, to bring redemption unto mankind. Amen. So we see in the divine remedy, praise God, on the cross of Calvary, the remedy for man's sin. But not only that, the divine remedy for man's soul. Amen. Do you realize tonight your soul will live forever? The Bible said that God breathed into Adam and into his nostrils and he became a living soul. And once we become living souls, praise God, we live forever. Whether where we live, amen, forever is determined by who we believe on. Amen. If we believe on Lord Jesus Christ and become saved, praise God, we'll live eternally with the Lord. Your soul, my soul, our soul, praise God, goes to be with God who give it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad I don't have to worry about where my soul's going to go. I've been redeemed, praise God, by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And I'm headed for him. Praise. The divine remedy for my sin. Well, praise God, was covered by the cross of Calvary. The divine remedy for my soul, praise God, was covered by the cross of Calvary. It was the cross. It's the preaching of the cross, praise God, that makes the difference. Amen. I thank God for the cross, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God, we said. The divine remedy that God had. Amen. God figured it out. In an old rotten, sin-cursed world, vile and wicked as hell itself, God Almighty said, I can fix that. Ain't you glad He has the power? Now, I'm talking about the power of the cross, praise God. God said the power of the cross can fix man's sin. Amen. You say, preacher, how can that do that? When we believe on the Savior that died on the cross, praise God, that we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He redeemed. He becomes the remedy for sin. He becomes the remedy for the soul. Amen. Praise God. My soul ain't lost no more. I was lost and undone, but praise God, now I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God's living in my heart. He's helping me. Because Jesus Christ, the preaching of the cross, magnifying and lifting up Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary made the difference. The Bible says in John chapter 3, John chapter 3, in verse number 14, he says this, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have, eternal life. Now, won't you catch something here? He said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Now, Moses took a brazen serpent, he lifted it up on a pole, right? Amen? He lifted it up on a pole, and anybody that would look upon it, if they was bitten by serpents, he said, then they would, when they looked upon it and believed upon it, when they looked upon it because God told them to, then they were healed. Amen. So when we look upon Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, as He's lifted up on the cross of Calvary, we can be healed. But I like the part here in verse 15. He said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever... Ain't you glad there's a whosoever in the things of God?
Amen.
A whosoever, that allows me and you to get in. If it wasn't a whosoever, it might have been more to the point that we couldn't have got in. But praise God, I'm glad it might have been a little bit more selective. Amen. But I'm glad God wasn't selective, praise God. He chose whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have. Now I want you to notice that word have, but have eternal life. Now that word have is present. Amen. It doesn't say that that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but might have, or could have, or will have. Amen. But he said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have. That's present right now, eternal life. Amen. That means being born again, praise God, name written in the Lamb's book of life, believing on the cross of Calvary, praise God, the power of the cross of Calvary unto salvation, praise God, from your sins, salvation of your soul into the presence and the glory of God. Amen. We ought to just go to shouting and praising God like we're already over yonder, over in the glory world, praise God. Don't care about who looks and who thinks anything about us, and just say, glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a promise we have. Praise God, in this present world right now, I have eternal life. Amen. They may roll me, Brother Josh, they may roll me through them doors one day, roll me up here, and they may say some sad words over this old carcass. They may say, well, poor old Pastor Jeff's dead. Don't you believe it for a second, son. I'm not dead. I've got eternal life in Jesus Christ, my Savior. I'm never going to die, praise God. I'm just, well, glory. Brother Bill, we're just going to graduate one of these days and go on to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a day that'll be. It's eternal.
Amen.
Don't you let the devil throw you a curve and say, well, you know, if you're this or you're that, one day maybe. I say, fooey on you, devil. Praise God, I'm a born-again Bible believer. Believing on Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in the power of the cross of Calvary. Glory, hallelujah, where Jesus died for my sins according to the Scriptures because God said so. And on the third day, glory, hallelujah, God up victorious over death and the grave because God said so. Hallelujah, praise His name. And one day, in a little while, I'm going to get out of here too.
Amen.
Amen. Because the power of the cross of Calvary, made a difference for today. Don't let the devil throw you a curve and tell you, well, maybe someday you'll be okay. Just go ahead and claim victory today. Amen. Say, because of the power of the cross. Because what Jesus done for me on Calvary, praise God, I'm a winner, praise the Lord. No matter what happens, no matter what we face, no matter the adversity in this world, no matter if we, praise God, have to go through sickness and turmoil and trials and persecution, glory, hallelujah, if your name's written, I said, if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, you have a position and a place with God. Amen. Well, devil don't like this, Brother Bill. Amen. He likes you to doubt and fret and wonder if you're ever going to get in. Amen. Let me tell you, let me just tell you something. The devil don't want you to know tonight. If you ask Jesus, if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary, the death, burial, and the resurrection of a Savior, praise God, and you believe Jesus did that for you, glory, hallelujah, you're a child of God, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the devil can't take that from you. Amen. Him and his little old nymphs, they can broadside you, and they can tempt you, and they can try you, but praise God, they can't take your salvation, they can't touch your soul. Amen. It belongs to God, sis. Amen. It's His, praise God. And just like old Job, He ain't going to let nobody touch that soul because it's His. Amen. Praise God. It's done by, been bought by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ because the power of the cross, praise God, your soul's paid for. Your sin debt is paid. Your soul belongs to God. It's purchased. It's a purchase. That present word there to have. Eternal life. That means Christ has already possessed your soul. He's already purchased your soul on Calvary. Amen. That's the purchasing power of the cross of Calvary. Amen. The purchasing power. Now, if you're a part of a big conglomerate, and you're making sales and you're selling product to other people, You can get into these different aspects of the bidding and the buying where you can get a bigger quantity of things. Amen? So that you can have a bigger purchasing ability. What I'm trying to say is where you can get more for your money. And that way you can put it down there for a little lower price, praise God, so everybody else can get in on it too. But God Almighty, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He had the purchasing power on Calvary, praise God, the absolute ability to purchase you, praise the Lord, with what it took, amen, for get the job done, not for just you, not for just me, but for whosoever would. That's the purchasing power of the cross of Calvary. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. The purchasing power, praise God, to buy back old sinners. Amen. You say, well, I just don't understand that, the power of the cross, praise God, because of, you know where it comes from, Brother Junior? That comes from the love of God. Amen. See, John chapter 3, you can't stop at 14 and 15. You got to add in 16. Amen. You get John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world. Amen. That word so there is so big. It's so immense. It's so expansive that I can't even tell you not what that word so means. Amen. For God so loved the world. He loved the world so much. How much did He love us? How much did God love you? How much does God love you? He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen? He said, God loved you so much that He gave Jesus for you. Amen? That through Him and through the power of the cross, praise God, that we could be saved. Amen. If you're here tonight, you're not saved, praise God. It's a good time to get saved because God so loved you that He sent His only begotten Son to die for your sins. Amen? That whosoever, you say, well, preacher, I don't know if that's for me or not. I said, that whosoever, that's you. Amen? That whosoever is you. That whosoever is me. That whosoever is us. That whosoever believeth in Him. Do you believe in Jesus today?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You better. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Now that word perish means to make useless or no account. To make unprofitable. Amen. We'll never, ever be able to do anything for God. I want to be able to do something for my Heavenly Father and my Savior, praise God, because they've done so much for me. Amen. You say, preacher, how can you do anything for God by believing? The only thing God asks us to do is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all God asks us to do. He said, hey, listen, I put you on earth. I want to have fellowship with you. But in order to do that, you got to believe on my Son. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Now that have here is also present. Amen. It's like a present from God. So we have eternal life, which is present now, if you're a born again believer. And we have eternal, we have everlasting life, have right now present if you're a born again believer. So if you're a born again believer tonight, now let me just run this through here. If you're a born again believer tonight, you have eternal life right now. And you have everlasting life right now. You know, preacher, what's the difference between eternal life and everlasting life? Amen. Eternal life is eternal life. It lasts eternally. And everlasting is life that lasts everlasting. Amen. In other words, it don't quit. It don't wear out. It's there forever. So if we're saved and born again believers, praise God, then we have, He says in John 3:16, that we have everlasting life. Amen. So He said we've got the present from God. Presently. Right now. We don't have to wait someday. We don't have to wait 10 years, 50 years, 60 years till we'll croak and go out of this world, praise God, to have life, have eternal life, to have everlasting life. God says, praise God, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His cross, praise God, we have eternal life. We have everlasting life right now. Amen. Now I know for younger people it's hard to comprehend this because you say, well, preacher, I see people getting old and dying, croaking, going out of here every day. Amen, and that's right, you do. This old mortal flesh gets older and feeble and weaker and eventually expires. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said, your soul never expires. It never goes out of day. Glory, hallelujah, it belongs to God. And one day in a while, this old body said, Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body goes back to dust from which it come, but the spirit, praise God, goes back to God who gave it. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, glory, hallelujah, we're going to go be with Him and those that have everlasting life, eternal life with Him, glory, hallelujah, present and accepted right now, we'll be with Him. I don't want to wait till I get on my deathbed and hope I've got enough strength and energy to say, oh, Lord, forgive me a sinner so I can get in heaven. The way they do things now, you might not be able to. If you get terminally ill now, they want to keep you comfortable. Amen. So what they do, they shoot you up with morphine. Once they start that, you can't have the mind, you can't comprehend what you need to do. You don't have the ability. I want to tell you, why did I say that? I say this, praise God. Don't wait till you're on your deathbed to try to get right with God. Amen. You better do it now. We better get right with Him now. We better stay right with Him now. In the present right now. This eternal life we have with Him now. The everlasting life that we have with Him now. So it can go on, praise God. So we can know that we've been born again. We've been bought into pride. We know the power of the cross of Calvary, praise God. And to preach in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes the difference. Praise His holy name. Paul said, but the preaching of the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. He says, it's not about a bunch of words, but he says about the power of the cross, that what it represents. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So you say, I've told you before, there's two classes of people that's represented here. Those who are saved and those who are lost. Those who are unbelievers and those who are believers. That's bottom line. That's where we're at. Amen. He said, the preaching of cross is to them that perish, make useless and no account for God or godliness. The preaching of cross is foolishness. Amen. They don't believe it. Like an old fellow said, why do you preach about a dead guy? Why do you preach about dead guys hung on a tree, hung on a cross? Amen. Because it's the power of God and the salvation to those who believe. To the Jew first, also to the Greek. Amen. Praise His holy name. They said, but unto us which are saved. He said, so we see those that perish because they think preaching's foolishness, and you see those that are saved, praise God, to those that are saved. He said, it's the power of God. It's the manifestation, the revelation of who God is, and it moves, praise God, through your heart. It moves through the pews. It moves through your life. It moves through your home. It moves through the community, praise God. People get saved and born again. You know what's wrong with America today? People ain't getting right with God. Amen. Because the power of the cross, we've lost the power. Amen. We've lost the power in the cross of Calvary. Praise God. Amen. But we see that with the power of the cross, we have eternal life. And we have everlasting life in Jesus Christ our Savior. But notice in these two classes of people, the effect of the cross on their life. The foolish men, them who don't believe. Amen. If you don't believe, you don't receive. And if you don't receive, you can't get what God's got for you. So it's like running around in the forest, praise God, with a basket looking for something to eat, praise the Lord, and never getting what God puts around for you to choose. And so your basket's always empty. But praise God, He said, to those that believe. Now see, there's a big difference here, those who don't believe and those who do believe. It don't sound like a whole lot of difference, does it? Just don't do. Amen. Just a couple of letters, praise God, make all the difference in the world. Those that don't believe, praise God, don't get the good things of God. Amen. Because they think it's foolishness. So they run around and they fill their basket up with everything that the world's got. Amen? And it's not going to satisfy them because there's no power in it. The power of the cross is not in it. They don't have eternal life. They don't have the promise of everlasting life. They don't have the promise in the power of God. Amen? And the power of the cross to save. They don't have that power. Amen? But those that believe... He said, but the power of God to them that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that do believe. Those do believers, praise God, they get their cup full. Amen. You come to the house of God, praise God, and you pull up under the spot where the glory comes out, and God just opens up a whole trough, and praise God, let you just come in, fill your basket full of that good stuff from heaven. Amen. That good manna from the glory world. But we see the effects of the cross and the difference it makes. Amen. Because the effects of the cross is that the power to save. Amen. For those who don't believe, praise God, they never find, they never see, they never recognize the power and realize the power to save and be saved. Amen. Can you imagine? I think it was Miss Allison said Sunday night, you know, talking about the lady that has the cancer and talking about, you know, how in the world do people make it with those kind of things, those kind of diagnoses, if they don't have hope? If they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, how do they make it? I don't know. What a terrible thing it'd be to be in a lost condition without God and to think maybe you have a terminal illness. You got to just deal with it by yourself with no prospect of any hope at all. Amen. He said, but the power of the cross, the effect of the power of the cross to those that believe, praise God, is the power of salvation. It's the power, praise God, to believe on Lord Jesus Christ and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Praise God, it don't get no better than that. Because when you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you get all the promises of God added to you. Amen. All His promises. Amen. The effect of the cross. The salvation. So that the power, we get the power to save and the power to sanctify. See, we don't have to stay the way that we are. Hello? And God doesn't expect us to stay the way that we are. But the sanctifying power of God through the power of the cross, amen, takes us and helps us realize who Jesus is, what He's done for you. And if He done that for you, if He loved you enough to do that for you, praise God, what else can He do for you? I won't say there's nothing He can't do for you. Amen. He has the power to die for you. He has the power to lay down His life, and He has the power to take it up again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. He has the power. He said, I lay down my life, praise God, but He has the power to take it up again. The power of the cross, praise God, in Lord Jesus Christ. The power to save, the power to sanctify, to set us aside, praise God, to put us where He'd have us to be for His glory. Thank God for the sanctifying power of God. Can you imagine? How can I say this? There's none of us in here perfect. We're all humans, right?
Amen.
Amen. None of us are perfect yet. But with God working on us, and because of the power of the cross, amen, God Almighty is, the power of the cross is the power to sanctify us, amen, to set us aside for His glory and start moving us from one place to another place, from one direction to another direction, even for His glory. That one day, now one day, children, God bless your sweetheart, He's going to take us, amen, and He's going to pull us together, draw us together, and present us unto His Father, praise God, in heaven. Amen. As a body of believers, as the family of God, heirs and joint heirs with Him. Amen. Could you imagine Jesus parades us in there? He said, here they are. I've got them. I ain't lost the one. Praise God. All that you've given me, I've kept. I present them to you. This is our family. Amen. Glory to God. The power of the cross did that. Amen. Sanctify us. Take us from one place to another, from one attitude to another attitude, and bring us closer to God. Praise His holy name. So the power, man, the effect of the cross is the power, praise God, to save, the power to sanctify, but it's also the power to satisfy. I don't know about you, I'm satisfied in the Lord. Amen. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Let me just tell you what I mean by that. I'm satisfied in the Lord because, Brother Bill, I've been in this world. I've seen what the world, I've seen all the supposed good things that the world has to offer. I've seen how the world treats people. I've seen how different things take people, how they use people, how people get caught up in all the things of the world. I've seen it. I've felt the power of the draw of the world. Amen. Amen. We felt the power of the draw of the world. But because of the power of the cross, praise God, because it's the power to save me, because it's the power to sanctify me, praise God, it's also the power to satisfy me. I'm satisfied in the Lord. Amen, praise God. I've got the power of the cross on my side, praise God, that's delivering me every day. Glory, hallelujah. I just look up and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this glorious day that you've given me. Help me just to magnify and worship you and give you praise in it. What a day He's given us. We will rejoice and be glad in it because it was made by Him. He's given to us from God. I'm satisfied with that. I'll take every day He gives me as a gift from God. Go back to the present. Every day is a present from the Lord. Amen. Every day in this world, praise God. Every day knowing Christ. Every day is a present because of the cross of Calvary. Because of the power of the cross, every day is a present from God. Every day, praise God, I'm satisfied because I'm getting just a little closer to home. Amen? Hello? Now, for you, some of you youngins, you don't think nothing about that because you say, well, you know, I'm just nine. I got a long time to go. And you do. Believe, just keep believing that. See, I thought that one time. I was about 15, 15 and a half. I was working at Biltmore Dairy. I was riding, had to ride to work with another fella, my neighbor, to get to work. And I was 14, well, I started 14 and a half, actually. I kind of told a little fib about my age, so I'd go to work a little earlier. But I worked, went to work, and I told my grandpa Young one day, I'll never forget it, Brother Bill. I said, I'll be glad when I get old enough to get my license. I was getting so tired of having to have somebody carry me back and forth and haul me around, try to get to work. He said, son, don't wish your life away. He said, right now it may seem like a long time, but he said, it'll go flying by. And the next thing you know, he said, the years will just go flying. He said, and as you get older, he said, time goes by faster. And I'm like, a day's a day. 24 hours is 24 hours. But I was like these little fellas back here. I was 14, I was 15. Well, I was about 15 then. And I thought, well, if I could just get 16, get them license, you know, then it can just go by, you know, however it wants. And boy, I got them license. I turned 16, and I got them driver's license. And I'd saved up from working, bought me a little old Volkswagen Bug. And boy, I thought I was in heaven. I thought, boy, I've arrived. And then I went to bed and woke up next morning. I was 35 years old.
Amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Ain't that right, Brother Bill?
That's right.
Amen. You work your life away and you wish your life away and you wish you could be a little older and you wish you could, you know, get to tomorrow and get to next week and get to next year and you wake up, praise God, you were 16, you wake up and you're 35. I never forget, I went to work Shaw Industries right straight out of high school. I graduated on Sunday and went there the following Monday. I took a week and went to the mountains, camped out for a week, come back and went to work and ain't quit yet. I mean, that's just the way it works. But I remember I went into work at Shaw Industries as a little old 19-year-old boy. Went in there and they hired me to be a fuzz picker. Excited, lustrous job, prestigious job. I went in there and there was an old fella there, old Joe. And Joe was about 30, 35 years old. Brother Junior, I'll never forget. I went in there as a 19-year-old boy and I seen him. I thought, man, he's old. He's an old man. Amen. As a 19-year-old boy, 35 looked like an old man to me. And I said, glory to God, but an old 35 ain't nothing. Just a young man, sprout. But it happens. But by the grace of God and the power of the cross, I'm satisfied. Amen. I take every day as God gives it to me. And even though it seems like they're speeding up, Brother Ralph, and going faster and faster, that's all right. Because that just means that Pastor Jeff Massey is getting closer to Jesus. Getting closer to going home. Getting closer to being my Lord. Getting closer to leaving behind this old world of sorrow. Amen. Because of the power of the cross of Christ, cross of Calvary. I'm headed that way. He said the foolishness of preaching, or the cross, the preaching of cross is to them that perish foolishness. Now, it's not foolish preaching, amen, but it's the foolishness of preaching. People think it's crazy, but boy, I love it. Ain't nothing like the preaching of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up our blessed Savior, amen, knowing that we have eternal life, we have everlasting life through Him, that we have because of the power of the cross, we have salvation, we have sanctification, you're satisfied in the Lord. And there's nothing like Him. And He just keeps getting better and better and better. And I see the marvelous grace of God just touching. And I think as we get older, children, listen, and I'm done, I think as we get older, we recognize what God's doing more. Because we realize we can't do what we used to, but God still can. And so we start putting more faith and trust in Him to help us to get through. We start praying a little more, talking to Him a little more, trusting Him a little more. Where do you get that? Where's that? That's the power of the cross. That's what it does for you. That's the advantage that it gives to you when you believe on Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the cross. Praise God, it makes a difference. He said that, but the preaching of the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. I'm afraid that we're living a day in the world now that the preaching of the cross is of none effect. because we don't believe in the one that we're preaching about. But amen, because of the power of the cross of Calvary and the Savior that died on it, we have a blessed hope today in Christ our Lord. Amen.